Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship radio stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang out there, doing a great job. Keep it up. And, of course, Thomas and his crew, the suicide jockeys, hauling the gas and the diesel to the gas station so that we got gasolino to get it to workio. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab, Parler, Getter. We're on Truth Social. The handles there are all the same, at Captain's America. And at Twitter, we're also there, at Captain's America. Now, don't forget, you can check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com for more. And you'll see a link there on that page to Denise Simon's Founders Code .com website. That's founderscode.com, and we have Denise Simon with us right now, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Happy, happy, happy. Okay, I want to talk a little bit about, because we got into this yesterday, and I got asked a lot of questions yesterday about it, and I answered all of them. The oil that we keep hearing is coming from the Strategic Reserve. Well, that's going to be given to help America and keep the prices down and this, that, and the other. Let me just tell the folks where 5 million barrels of oil went from the Strategic Reserves during the month of June. It went to India. It went to the Netherlands. And it went to China. Three different places. That's where all of the oil that we got out of our Strategic Reserve went.
Well, yeah, sort of. It ended up, because, I mean, it goes to, like, the Netherlands to hit the pipeline to continue to travel. So, I mean, the final destination wasn't the Netherlands.
No, it got scattered in Europe,
And to Italy.
Right.
But this is, what's little known is that we have a approval condition that we have been previously taking oil out of the reserve, and we have been selling it on the national market to pay down our debt.
Correct.
So, but for it to eventually end up in India, in China, under the Biden administration is impeachable.
Right. So, Coach, how do we get them?
Well,
you and I know it, and you and I know what we keep seeing, so why the hell can't the Congress see it?
Well, they can.
Okay. How do we get them?
They're very aware of it.
Mm-hmm. How do we get them? Wake the people up, like we're trying to do?
Well, I think what I would do would be to work on the Praetorian Guard. And the Praetorian Guard, it would be the Secretary of Energy,
mm-hmm.
in this particular case. Who is it? Granholm?
Ransom, Jennifer. Jennifer, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, on a whole nother topic, the other Praetorian Guard would be Mayorkas.
Yeah.
So I would start there. And they are impeachable, by mm-hmm. the way.
Yes. Yes. Okay, so we start with them, and then we work our way up, and people...
Well, it sends a message, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden, then, you know, you would think that the White House would figure it out, because the scandal is now out there, and for all of America to understand that, and I think there's more to the story, because... China really doesn't need our oil. And by the way, our oil is the best oil in the world.
Yes. Yes.
Quality-wise.
Yes.
They don't need it because China doesn't need it
mm-hmm.
because they've been getting oil from Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And so has India.
Yep.
So what else is in play here? Why is the White House doing this? Is there something else that... there's some misplaced loyalties or some backroom deals that we don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
Just putting that out there.
Well, maybe. Now, the other thing is the Ukraine has come out and said they are very concerned about some 350,000 civilians who are trapped in the battle for Donetsk, and they are trying to figure out a way amongst the heavy fighting and the widespread shelling and the carpet bombing and every other damn thing that's going on there with the Russians, how to get them out. And that so far has been met on deaf ears.
Correct.
So we're fixing to have another huge humanitarian disaster.
It's possible, yes.
Mm-hmm. But again, you would think the world community might put some pressure on Russia and say, look, man, let's just cut it out and let these civilians get the hell out of there. That would give them a little bit of a way to save a little face, I would think. But anyway, hold that thought, folks. When we come back, more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And it's Thursday, the first Thursday of the month. And you know what that means. If you're down there in Bradenton, I'll see you at Mixon's.
Captain's America Third Watch for lunch on the first Thursday of each month between 11:30 and 1:30 p.m. at Nixon's Groveside Cafe inside Nixon's Fruit Farm down the street from Pirate City in East Bradenton.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Third Watch for lunch on the first Thursday of each month between 11:30 and 1:30 p.m. at Nixon's Groveside Cafe inside Nixon's Fruit Farm down the street from Pirate City in East Bradenton.
All righty, and that's where I'll be today, 11:30 to 1:30. Stop on by, have lunch with us. You got a great group of people that stop by there. A lot of our listeners from the old days down there in Sarasota and Bradenton, as well as a lot of folks from the Minnesota Patriots and the Community Patriots down there, as well as the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus stop by. So stop on by and see us. And we'd be more than happy to say howdy, howdy to you. Now, this portion of the show, my conversation with Denise Simon, is brought to you by Geico. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And Geico, of course, has been saving people money for over 85 years because they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25 million drivers. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website, G-E-I-C-O.com, can help you find coverage for just about everything you own, the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They can insure all of that. But here's where you save the money. Bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance with your automobile insurance, and you'll save a bunch of money. Go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com to find out more. That's Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com to find out more. All right, we're back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. Go over there, sign up for all the great articles that she writes. And we were talking earlier that you've got something coming out. You just got to figure out what the title of, I guess, right?
Well, I don't know. But I am looking. Here's some breaking news that the media in the UK, just in the last minute, have published the notion that Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister, has agreed to step down.
Oh, that would make sense because you and I were just talking about that. I think they had 5 ministers.
Well, but as of yesterday, he said he's staying in the fight. But I'm looking at several sources here, and apparently that is going to happen. Now they're going to need a prime minister.
Mm-hmm.
So this is some bad juju for not only the relationship between the United States and the UK, but it's bad for the UK. And I would argue that it's also delights Moscow. Mm-hmm. But it could be that Theresa May have to come back into the fold until mm-hmm. they figure something out. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently he has agreed to resign.
Yeah, I see the story now coming up on my source here, so you are right. All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick here. Okay, Mel in Saratoga Springs. Sorry I couldn't catch you before. What's up?
Oh, yes. Good morning, Denise, and good morning, Captain. The recent primary we had here in New York State, I worked as a poll inspector in my town, in my city.
Mm-hmm.
And but, you know, I look at what this criminal in the Oval Office and his party and those who have voted for them, for him, mm-hmm. and that regime, you know, I can't stand to look at a Democrat. I mean, you can tell just by looking at him. I wouldn't piss on a Democrat if they were on fire laying in front of me. I'm serious. I've had it right up to my earlobes with this nonsense. You know, as you mentioned about what's going on with our strategic oil reserve and where mm-hmm. it's going and who's benefiting from mm-hmm. it. And,
it's
how
not
we're
us.
Taking the pain.
It's not us.
No, we're taking the pain. And, you know, like I said, I can't stand to look at a Democrat today. Mm-hmm. I'm a former Democrat, never go back. Mm-hmm. Obama got me one time, and he didn't get me the second time, and I just had enough of what this organization is all about. It's sickening. But anyway, I just
okay.
had to get that off my chest.
Well, okay. Well, let me just tell you, don't give up the ship, Mel. Keep it going and get your friends involved. We got to get everybody involved.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. Definitely. I speak to a lot of people, and I tell them this the way it is. And you know, they, well, you're pretty well versed. Yeah. Well, why don't you get? I'm just
right.
Your eyes up. You know, it's crazy.
If they got a smartphone, just tell them to go look at their smartphone. Jeez.
Right. Well, yeah. Well, anyway, you guys have a great day. And,
all right.
God bless.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, Mel. Yeah. You take care. Yeah, I get where he's coming. I get where he's coming from there. Don't you?
Well, I mean, look. Mm-hmm. You know, I believe. The other interesting thing here is the notion that I think some things are going to be shedding some interesting news because of the Hunter Biden, the Biden, what do we call it? I call it the criminal operation, but the entire family, I gotta believe that they know, because of the relationship of the Department of Justice, that something is brewing. And you got Kate Bedenfeld, who was head of the communications office at the White House, has now resigned. And she apparently is not going anyplace else. It is said that she wants to spend more time with her husband and family. Yeah, right. And you got Tim Ryan, who's running for Senate. Ohio, and he would be caught dead yesterday with Biden when he made his appearance in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're in a situation here, ladies and gentlemen, that not only do we not like them, and we're suffering under this White House and the activism that goes on in this White House,
mm-hmm.
but now the other Democrats,
mm-hmm.
including those in the House and Senate, don't want to be
yep.
seen with them.
All right, let's take a call here from Bad Gab and Bob. Okay, there, Bad Gab and Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Kenton. On the southern border in Texas, I think it's getting so bad down there that they've got to take a real drastic action and just totally ignore the federal government. And Texas is supposed to be a state, I believe, that they are not like the other states. I don't remember the exact particulars.
Mm-hmm.
But they can act on their own and declare this an invasion, which I know they already have.
But they can do that anyway with the sovereignty of the state. All they got to do is declare such, and away they go.
Yes, sovereignty. And they ought to just take it, Sheriff Arpaio over there in Arizona.
Sure.
Just set up camps and just start rounding them up and don't let them just detain them. And preferably just, the very reason they just can't chuck them right back over the border.
Yeah, well, they just, Supreme Court just said we can let them in, remember?
Yeah, I know. Well, forget about the Supreme Court. This is a matter of survival.
Well, now you're acting like a Democrat. Forget about the Supreme Court. No, we have to follow the law.
Sometimes you got to, maybe.
Well, it's not going to work in this case. We need to play by the rules and beat them at their own game.
Yeah, but it's just like this is a question of, self-defense in effect for the people down there.
Well, for every lawsuit, there's a countersuit. Remember that.
Yeah.
All right.
They definitely ought to just, if that's the case, then they definitely ought to just detain them all.
All right, let's let Denise chime in here, okay? All right, thanks, yes. Bag Emmon Bob. Okay, Denise, you heard what he said.
Well, what I'd like to say is you've got a couple of counties here that have declared an invasion.
Yes.
Which then puts the pressure on Governor Abbott to take some additional action. I don't know what actions he could necessarily take.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to sound conspiratorial, but, there is the constant issue of parts of states. Remember a couple of years ago, Northern California wanted to split from Southern California. Remember that one?
Yes.
You'd have another state, North California and South California.
Correct. And the one up there in Oregon, too.
Mm. Well, actually, it was Washington.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Eastern Washington wanted to split off and join Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
You've got other cities, and I actually did quite an interview yesterday on this very topic, that you've got the city of Buckhead that wants to leave Fulton County government of Atlanta and be its own government.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that some of these states ought to be considering the same thing.
All right. We will talk to you tonight on the Radio. Have yourself a great day, kiddo.
Thank you.
All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Call or hang on. I'll be right with you. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News.
A Texas police officer had the Uvalde gunman in his sights, but never fired a shot. The report from Texas State University released Wednesday raised the troubling question of whether Salvador Rolando Ramos could have been stopped before he even entered the Robb Elementary campus, where he killed 19 children and two teachers in May. Texas State University's Advanced Law Enforcement Rapid Response Training pointed to several significant errors slurs made before Ramos walked through an open school door. The National Education Association proposed a resolution that would change the word mother in contracts to birthing parent. The reasoning? Inclusion for the LGBTQ community. The resolution would be voted on Wednesday by the Representative Assembly, which comprises 6,000 educators. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this portion of the program brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with their two campuses to train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. Find out more about them online by going to NAA.edu, NAA.edu. And breaking news, Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, has agreed to step down and resign. We'll have more about that in a few minutes. Okay, here we go. More about national aviation.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician, a very highly paid and well-touted after job. You will never, once you get your certification, worry about having a job again, ever. It's job security to become an aviation maintenance technician. Now, that being said, you can find out more by checking them out on the web, going to the website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or you can give them a call and schedule an appointment. Ask to take the tour at one of their locations, either the one in Clearwater, Florida, by me, I'm in Tampa, they're in Clearwater, right across the bay, or the one in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, in either case, the phone number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Give them a call and ask to take the tour. NAA.edu. Now, Joe Biden awarded the Medal of Honor to four soldiers for their service in Vietnam. One of them was posthumously. And I was watching some of the ceremony. I didn't see it all, but I came in kind of like at the middle of it. And he fumbled around a little bit. And, you know, those sort of things are solemn, so solemn. And they should be handled without any type of slips or bumbles or mumbles or whatever. And I was thinking to myself, in the case of Joe Biden, maybe it's about time that we have, say, maybe the chairman of the Joint Chiefs hand the medal out and have Biden just stand there and shake his hand. Because Biden is getting worse and worse and worse every day. And remember, guys and gals in the military, he's your commander-in-chief. We're in big trouble, believe me when I tell you. We're in big trouble. Now, AT&T and 26 other companies have joined the Air Force's $950 million JADC, J-A-D-C-2 effort. Now, it's part of the Pentagon's vision of seamless communications as part of a deal worth up to some $950 million. It sounds like what we did years ago when we came in with Nextel. Remember that? The handheld phones? I could actually, and push-to-talk phones two ways. I could actually talk to somebody on the frequency I was on if I knew what their tone was in California in another fire department, if I had to, or Albany or New York or Boston or Pittsburgh or whatever, if I had to. On the Nextel phone. It was amazing. Amazing, the features we had there. And that was before what we have now, which is even better. Now, judges have heard the appeal to reinstate the charges against a medical corpsman in the Marsoc manslaughter case. Three military appellate judges are going to decide now whether or not to reverse the ruling of a lower court judge who dismissed the manslaughter and related charges against the Navy corpsman in the death of a U.S. contractor in Iraq back in 2019, citing unlawful command influence after a top Marine attorney made statements that deemed threatening to the military defense lawyers. We'll see what happens there. By the way, 101st Airborne, listen up. Soldiers at Fort Campbell are having a ceremony this coming Tuesday to mark their deployment to Europe. The first time the 101st Airborne has deployed to Europe in nearly 80 years on assignment. Going there as part of the NATO force. How about that? Screaming Eagles are going back. A lot of people didn't think that was going to happen, but here we go. Now, the Pentagon has quietly lifted a long-standing ban that prevented troops and civilians from searching for abortion-related terms on the department's computer networks. This is a move that now follows a Supreme Court decision that overturned Roe v. Wade. So we'll see how that works out in the days and weeks to come. By the way, the Russian army has now turned Ukraine's largest nuclear plant into a military base. Landmines and missile launchers are deployed at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant as cameras and instruments have gone dark, and the workers there are being held now for ransom. Wow, for ransom. Holy smoke. Here we go. That's the Army in desperate straits to try to make a few bucks on the side. And you don't hear Putin telling them, oh, you can't do that, you can't do that. More to follow, I'm sure. By the way, the high cost of Russian gains in Ukraine may limit the new advance that they're on. They have been losing a fair amount of troops and equipment, more than what they want by any stretch of the imagination. And, of course, Russia's offense now has gained pace in Donetsk, where the focus is shifting to another city, Slovansk. Now, after sweeping through the Luhansk area, Russian forces are now gaining ground in the neighboring Donetsk region. Both are now part of the prized industrialized Donbas heartland of the eastern Ukraine that Moscow is seeking to control. And right now they are in control over there. The Ukraine forces are on the defensive, and we'll see how that turns out. It looks like as if they will have to really do a huge about-face. By the way, for those of you that remember the 1972 Napalm Girl, that was a girl in Life magazine that was burned, had the clothes burned off her, had that famous picture in Life magazine. Well, she went to the Ukraine and got some 256 people out, loaded onto a plane, and took them to Canada, where she currently lives. Took them to Canada to bring them into Canada. Kudos to her for that. Great job. A lot of us remember her from back in the day. That was kind of what it was all about. When you saw stuff like that happening to the civilians, and there's always problems when you're dropping bombs. They never go exactly where you think they're going to go. By the way, a new leader now has taken over the F-35 program office. The FEO is responsible for steering one of the most complex and vital programs in the Defense Department, namely the fifth-generation fighter flown by the U.S. Air Force, Navy, and Marine Corps, as well as multiple international partners around the world. They now have a new leader, and we'll see how that works out. All right. Coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. We're going to run that by him with Boris Johnson. He probably doesn't know about that yet, but then again, Chris is sharp. He might know. But I'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. So don't go anywhere. I shall return with more. I'll be right back. See you when we get back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
America Third Watch for lunch on the first Thursday of each month between 11:30 and 1:30 p.m. at Nixon's Groveside Cafe inside Nixon's Fruit Farm down the street from Pirate City in East Bradenton.
All righty, we're going to invite Chris Marcassi to hop on a corporate jet, fly on down for lunch. We'll see what happens. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, in particular, Moss Acura. That's spelled M-A-U-S, mossacura.com, the website. Go over there, check them out, find out why people are coming from all around the country to buy from them. A couple of different things here that bring them in. You serve, you save. That means all active military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, all church pastors, active and retired, get tremendous deals on their vehicles at mossacura.com. Now, also, you wind up with MossCare, which is something that gives you free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. And guess what? You don't have to live here to have it done. It can be done somewhere else in the system. So, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Check them out, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hello, Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
Within the last few minutes, about 15, 20 minutes ago, Boris Johnson has come out and said he will be resigning today as the prime minister in the United Kingdom. Yesterday, they had 40 people resign. You just told me that it's now up to 50, but you can't run a government that way.
No, you can't. And again, you know, they run their system much different than we run ours, parliamentary system. And you know, they haven't gotten to that no confidence vote, that aspect. And I'm going to be honest with you. You know, it's different. It's much different than ours. It's a myriad of different parties, and you got to put together various different factions to get things going. Listen, you know, it is what it is. I think that he kind of stepped in it way too many times, even some of the COVID stuff, and he held on despite that. When was he elected? It was almost 3 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. You know, despite all of this stuff, and, you know, now it looks like about it. I have no idea who's going to end up succeeding him.
Do you remember Theresa May?
Yes.
There's a rumor that circulated about maybe 20 minutes ago that she's in the mix to come back and reform a party and take over.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I heard about 20 minutes ago.
Wow, I'd be surprised that, you know, just simply because, you know, of all the Brexit stuff that she was involved with at that point in time, I'm surprised she's not a little bit more toxic. So, again, you know, it's for the Brits, it's their you know, let them figure it out.
Yeah, it's too complicated for us because, remember, they still got the Magna Carta and all that.
Well, Magna Carta ruined everything. So, that's a lot of things. You can go back to Greece, things really started. Right. But
you and I were talking off air about oil, and yesterday we had quite a conversation about it, and it drew quite a bit of comment, and I made a couple of interviews on a couple of national shows, people that heard me that wanted me to come on and explain what was going on. And what really got them riled was the fact that in the month of June, we took 5 million barrels of oil that we said were going to be used to stabilize the American market, and not one single gallon of it came to the United States. It went to China, it went to India, and it went to the Netherlands into the pipeline to be moved all around Europe.
You got to also understand as well, and this is one of the things, I mean, on the surface, it doesn't sound, you know, very good, but, you know, oftentimes many of these contracts are signed well before, and also as well, you got all places like India and China, they actually have refineries that actually can turn into gasoline. When we're running at almost 100% capacity at our refineries,
yep.
What are you going to do? I mean, you're going to pump as much oil out of the ground as you want. It's like saying, you know, if we have an ice cream shortage and we start milking cows and all this extra, but we only have so much of a capacity to turn it into ice cream. You know, one of the things is you've got to turn it into gasoline. And we're running at full tilts right now. Some of the refineries almost running close to 100% capacity. And that's
98%. Yep.
Mm-hmm. If that's not, you know, if something goes wrong in that situation, then we're in really deep trouble. So, you know, part of the idea is if you just got to flood the global market with fuel and it'll bring the price down and it's got to go to places that can actually refine it.
Have you watched what's happened to the price in the last, day?
Oh, yeah, oil's come down. There's no doubt. I mean, commodities are coming down. It's been, you know... the concern now is whether that's going to be deflationary. You've actually got some Wall Street analysts out there saying that it's going to go to 60. I don't know if that's the case, but again, you know, this is how oil markets, you know, trade. It can be extraordinarily volatile, no doubt about it. But, you know, the same thing I'm saying. I mean, even if it goes to $60 a barrel, I mean, obviously bring the price down, but again, you have to refine it. You have to turn it into gasoline. Oil isn't just used to, you know, to make cars go from point A to point B. It's used in a myriad of other products, plastics on through. So, you know, it's going to be helpful when it comes to bringing prices down, but there's a little bit more involved in that.
Well, listen to this. West Texas crude is down to $98.53 a barrel. That's dropped another dollar. Brent crude is down to $100.69, down $2. The price of gasoline dropped again, 10 cents a gallon. It's down to $3.24. That's at the refinery without adding all the other stuff in there, taxes and transportation and whatnot.
Yeah.
And diesel is down right now to $3.41 a gallon, which we haven't seen that in 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, it would be great to get these prices down much further. It's going to help people with inflation. Obviously, inflation is going to help bring food prices down again, input costs. Hopefully that can continue.
Yeah, and you are right, because I've watched this happen before. When the price of oil has gone out of sight, all of a sudden, people stop driving as much. People stop going places. They get a glut of oil. They get a glut of gasoline. They can't eat that stuff. They have to sell it or store it. And all of a sudden, they go, well, maybe we better lower it back down a little bit. And that's what happens. And all of a sudden, here you are going back to where we were. Now, if we get to $60 a barrel with oil, I'll tell you, we'll all be jumping up and down the street going, Eureka.
there's no doubt it'd be helpful. But, you know, the problem is that, you know, you want to get it to a level where obviously the frackers can make money and not lose. And you also want people to continue to go out there and develop gasoline. You know, this volatility is not good. By any stretch.
And who I feel sorry for are these little independent gas station operators, because they're not the problem. They can't make money on gasoline. It's not set up for them to do that. They got to sell all that other crap they got lined up all out through the markets and whatnot to be creative. And I had the one guy tell you, I think I told you yesterday, my friend that lives right where I live, he says, if I wasn't selling lottery tickets and getting the money, the commission money out of the lottery tickets, I wouldn't be in business.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, the sugar-free Red Bulls that I have to buy there when I'm going on long trips, you know, that's where they make money. Their margins don't change, so people fail to understand whether it's, $4 a gallon or $2 a gallon. It's the same margin that they're getting on gasoline. It doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, where else are you going to get it, right?
Well, no, yeah. it's how much money that they can make on a gallon. You know, you're talking about right around 20 to 22 cents, and then that doesn't include the transportation costs and the real estate costs and everything else, the employee costs. So it brings it down, you know, under 10 cents a gallon.
Yeah, now people don't understand. When you get out on those toll roads and you get into those toll plazas and the price of fuel and the price of hamburgers and hot dogs and all that stuff are always so expensive, you know why? You know why, don't you?
Well, it's a monopoly.
That's right. And the prices are not set by the dealer or the whoever the vendor is. They're set by the state or whoever's running it says, you will sell this for X amount of dollars.
It works well on those toll roads, Jersey Turnpike. Nobody wants to get off and stop anywhere, and they get the rest areas along the side. And, yes, they are very expensive.
Oh, boy. Yep. Now, we've got about 20 seconds here, and real quick, what do you see in terms of stocks? I haven't watched to see if there's anything really jumping out at anybody here yet. Is there something transpiring we need to know about?
Everybody's kind of in a wait and see mode. You know, the market's been up slightly over the past few days. You had the Fed minutes come out yesterday. I think people are starting to feel a little bit better at the fact that inflation seems to be coming down. That might be good moving forward, and maybe that the Fed won't have to raise rates as much as everyone thought they would.
Okay, I will talk to you tomorrow morning. Have yourself a great day and enjoy the weather.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdog on WallStreet.com, the website. Go there, check it out, find out all the great things that he has to offer. And don't forget, on the weekend, he and I are on a lot of the same stations.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.